I'm joined by Yes Shelter advocate Samal Iftikhar. She's done a sleep out for the Yes Shelter that raised awareness and money around homelessness here in our area. Samal, let's start at the beginning. Where did this idea come from? How did you first get involved with the Yes Shelter?
So I chose to do a sleep out event because I think over the pandemic, we've just seen our homelessness crisis get so much worse, not only in Peterborough, but in so many other cities in Ontario. And what I noticed was just that we couldn't ignore it anymore. I would be walking downtown, you would just see families and kids in tents. And I just felt like I had to do something. And with COVID, our resources had decreased. There was less funding. So I contacted the Yes Shelter to see where they were at. And they let me know they were, over capacity and having a really hard time. And so I decided that I really wanted to do something to help. And from there, I started researching what I could do. Sleep out events had been done by other shelters in BC and Toronto. One example is Covenant House. And they had been really successful in not only raising money for the shelter, but also awareness of stigma, of what communities can do to help the homelessness crisis. And so I thought that would be a great thing to do here and that it would be something to help the shelter.
There's a lot of different causes here in the Peterborough area. Why did you feel homelessness was one that you wanted to shine a light on?
I think because I believe that everyone should have a home. It broke my heart seeing, I knew we had adults sleeping outside, which was already terrible, but I had no idea there were babies and kids sleeping outside. And I knew that was an issue that had to, we had to do something about. And it's also with homelessness, it's something we can fix. Like, we have the tools, we have the resources. So a lot of other issues, we don't have that with. So I just knew if, there is a shelter, they have the capacity. If they just need more money to offer housing, then that's something that we can raise and fix.
What has your experience in working with the Yes Shelter been like to this point?
Yeah, I have mainly been in contact with Brooke, their communications and media person, and Megan, who's their executive director. We started chatting last year, and I hadn't really known much about the shelter then, but we've been talking more. I went to their annual general meeting, and that's where I kind of really understood their programming, what they're doing, how they're helping, and I got to hear from some of the youth at the shelter, which was awesome because, you got a firsthand experience of how they're changing their lives and what they're doing in our community. So, for instance, I had no idea that we had something called the Carriage House, and youth who, either weren't comfortable going to, let's say, high school and being shamed or felt stigmatized against, or truly just we're needing education, we have the Carriage House for that, and that's something the Yes Shelter does. And hearing from the youth, it sounded like it had really changed their lives. The stigma had decreased around people who appreciated them, and I had no idea the Yes Shelter was doing those initiatives.
Samal, thank you so much for joining us for Unsung Heroes Day. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you.